Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
A tweet coming into the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed from Andrew says, let old man John know you can order Hitchler candy on Amazon.
Well, I know you can.
So you don't even have
to
order it.
That's literally where I would go.
Oh, perfect.
Well, where'd you think I was going to go? Well, did you think I was going to go to Kmart?
No, you did make it seem like you were going to have to go to some like German website.
Yeah, like some sketchy German website.
Here you go. How about some Hitchler Brunte Schooner? Schooner? Look at this, prime two-day shipping. We could have it by Friday.
I'll scope the interweb tonight and
Das see. Wollig Wierspielt Fruchtgummi.
Ooh.
Oh.
That sounds fun.
That sounds like a fruit gummy.
It Nick, nailed
that's
it.
Literally
see,
what
that's
it
a good
is.
Part about the German language is that it's like you can kind of figure out what stuff is via context clues.
Right.
The Germans really get specific sometimes.
How about Hitchler UFOs, Brizzle, Sour, and that's in English. It's more fruity stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. All right, cool. We'll try some Hitchler candy. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
The Hitchler boys.
Can't wait. Jeez.
Yeah.
I was perusing the interweb.
Yeah.
During the break. And, of course, with baseball starting, you get a lot of new food items at the ballpark.
Oh, yeah. This is like Darren Revelle's time. This is what he lives for.
Well, it's kind of fascinating.
Presidential debates.
Because... I don't know if you know this, but prices at the ballpark, rather high.
What?
Yeah.
$13 for a beer.
But then they try to come up with these, gargantuan food items to make it look like the $60 price tag is actually worth it.
Sure.
So here are some of the new items that you can find this year at the ballpark.
Okay.
In Texas. They have a thing called the Boomstick Burger.
Okay. So what do we got on there?
The Boomstick Burger is a 2-foot-long hamburger topped with onion rings and chili.
Not for me, no thanks. Way too messy.
I'd try a bite, but that's...
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would never order it, though. Because this is for multiple people, but gosh, right. It's just messy.
Are you even going to have time to get through that before a game's over?
Oh, yeah. Nick, again, you got to share this. This is not just for you.
You're buying this for like you and
other people. The Hitchler boys.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And you cut it up and you eat it. Yeah,
but then, even handing it to your friends or family.
Well, I'm guessing a lot of these are going to be ordered in the suites and not in the actual grandstands.
Fair.
Probably.
For the rich folk.
The folks in Miami.
Holy God.
Have a, about a 3-foot-long Cuban sandwich? 34-inch Cubano Gigante.
Oh.
Which is a giant Cuban sandwich. Ham, pork, Swiss cheese, pickles, mustard, and a secret sauce.
I do love a Cuban. Those are good.
The funny thing is that sandwich will feed everybody who attends a Marlins game.
Nice. Well done, Sean.
And not to be outdone.
Yeah.
The Yankees have introduced an Aaron Judge burger.
That looks awesome.
It is. It's called the 62 bacon cheeseburger. No, that was last year. They had a 62 bacon cheeseburger in the playoffs. Now it's called the 99.
Okay.
8 ounces of Wagyu beef.
Yep.
Ooh.
And they say that they will only sell 99 of them in a game.
Oh, so this is a first serve.
Yes, this is a limited edition item.
So do you think the flag number changes based off of which one that you got?
No. I'm sure they all get a 99 flag because that's Aaron Judge's number.
That looks really good.
It does look good.
Now I'm craving a burger for
some of the other things are Tampa offering a 1/2-pound pretzel dog. That sounds good. I love pretzel dogs.
Don't think
it's a hot dog wrapped in pretzel dough.
Oh, I don't. Yeah,
those are good.
Yeah, you never been to a Wiener Schnitzel or one of those? What's that? What's the Auntie Anne's pretzel place there in the mall?
Oh, yeah, they got those.
Yeah, yeah. I never do that.
And Chicago, not to be outdone by 1/2-pound wieners, calling theirs the champagne of dogs.
Did they bring back the mascot without the pants?
No. I believe it's the White Sox, not the Cubs.
Oh, not the Cubs. Okay.
The Cubs have the pantsless mascot.
Remember that video?
White Sox fans are just pantsless. And then they end up in jail because, they've attacked people on the field.
Actually, that's true.
And that actually happened.
Yeah.
So Some of the items you can look forward to at the old ball game.
Mustache Adam says, the 99 looks a bacon Big Mac. 9.9 out of 10. Wood. Yeah, me too, man. That looks delicious.
That's really good.
I bet it's really expensive, though, because it's Wagyu beef.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
That's the stuff where they massage the cows. Did you ever massage the cows?
No, I never massaged the cows.
So no foreplay.
just
kidding, Nick. It was funny, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you should try to. You should convince a cow. You should do that. Go back when you go back home next time. Go visit the farm, and no, seriously, try to create Iowa Wagyu beef.
Oh,
you know, because they spoil those cows.
They
massage
feed them,
them. They feed them beer. All of that stuff. You should just take one cow out of the herd. Just one. Just take one cow out of the herd and treat it better than all the other cows. Now, of course, you get like an animal farm situation.
I was
going
to say. I read this book.
Oh, that's kind of what I did in 4-H. You know, we picked our good show cow.
Wow.
Put them in their own little barn area. They got to listen to the radio.
Wow.
Music chills out cows.
Hopefully AM radio.
No.
How did it rock. How did it taste?
I don't know. We sold that one to Tyson. So you probably ate it.
Nice.
I might have.
Nice.
That might have been that good cheeseburger I had way back when.
Gosh, you're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
Let's burger talk.
Thank you
or Mike Schaefer.
Thank
I'm
you
so
for
hungry.
Massaging the cow. Mm. Michael Bruns was yesterday. Mike Schaefer is next on 1620 The Zone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.